Joy and peace to you, dear Heart Dweller family. This is Mother Elizabeth, and I'd like to share with you a vision and message the Lord gave me earlier this week. I had a vision before fully waking up on Monday morning. Jesus and I were holding hands and walking along a beautiful white sandy beach with clear blue ocean gently lapping at our feet. The most spectacular, colorful butterflies and hibiscus flowers were surrounding us. We had to be in heaven because I've never seen such beautiful flowers and butterflies in an array of colors as these. They were the colors of brilliant gemstones, sapphire blue, emerald green, golden topaz, shimmering diamonds, and so much more. Suddenly, without warning, several long white missiles flew low over our heads in perfect precision and passed over us, traveling east to west in a split second. With my heart pounding out of my chest and thinking these missiles were heading to the United States, I turned to Jesus, and he said calmly, "This is inevitable." And I came out of the vision and thought, "Lord, no, let it not be so." I felt his comforting presence and heard him say, "These events must come about to wake up your nation and remove the spiritual blinders that most of you have been wearing. My precious ones, I am at the door, and I need you all to begin flexing your spiritual muscles. That is to say, you need to see people, circumstances, and situations through my eyes, my heart, and my love." "Jesus," I said, "how do we accomplish this? And how are we to truly understand your heart?" He continued, "Like any discipline, it takes practice, requiring daily exercise by interacting and spending time with me. This is time well spent. You are fueling up spiritually for the day on my words and centering your thoughts on me." When he said this, it reminded me of Ephesians 6:10, where it states, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." This verse also encourages us not to lose heart. The Lord continued, "Spiritual muscles can be trained and well developed. You all can live transformed in my image, victorious by the indwelling of my spirit, if you learn to listen for my voice by spending time in my presence, as well as in prayer and meditating on my word. When you awake in the morning and the enemy starts to pummel you with feelings of hopeless despair and spiritual lethargy and sloth, immediately come to me and I will restore your soul." I was thinking about how unfit I feel, and at times spiritually bankrupt and devoid of all emotion, when the Lord broke into my thoughts and said, "Many of my most faithful servants, Elijah, David, Moses, Joshua, Jonah, Jeremiah, suffered from spiritual weakness at times. My loved ones, be determined to know me more intimately by delving into Scripture to understand my character. Develop an awareness of me, my Father, and my Spirit throughout the day, even while performing mundane activities. Practice experiencing my presence. Talk to your God aloud while washing dishes or searching for a parking spot. With daily use, this will become a habit for you. Collect inspirational scriptures, holy books, and music that focuses your mind and attention on my goodness and great love for you, and that keeps your heart on me and on heavenly thoughts. Scripture can be placed all over your houses, near your front door as you come and go. Pray first before any activity that you do, and I will help you and uplift you. Your confidence in me touches my heart, and I want to pour out my graces on you. When you reach out to others to pray, pray intentionally and intercede for them and help guide them spiritually. I impart greater degrees of my wisdom to you when you do this. Go deeper into prayer. Keep a prayer journal on specific prayer needs. And when I answer your prayers, offer me your praise and thanksgiving. My very precious ones, you have no idea how pleasing this is to me. By these daily practices, you are beginning to resemble my character more and more. Nothing will empower you more than by watching the Holy Spirit work through you to bring another soul into a personal relationship with me. Share your story of how we met with others and make this a part of your life-changing habit. Continually offer to pray for others and they will gravitate to me through your salvation story and prayers. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear family, and may he keep you in his loving arms.